The state Supreme Court in California has ruled that transit agencies may be held responsible for injuries to their patrons if a bus stop is in a dangerous location. Critics warn that the court's decision has opened a new area of liability that could lead to reduced public transit service. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports from Martinez, California.
To the casual observer, there is nothing remarkable about the intersection of Pacheco Boulevard and De Normandy Way. This intersection sits in an industrial section of Contra Costa County, about 25 miles east of San Francisco. There's a convenience store at the corner, a hardware store, and a tattoo shop nearby. But a pedestrian crossing to the north side of Pacheco Boulevard to catch a bus is clearly taking a risk. There are no traffic lights here, and of the approximately 20,000 cars that pass through here every day, many don't appear to pay much attention to the speed limit. 10 years ago, then 35-year-old Darlene Bonanno, on her way to catch a bus to go to work, knew this intersection was dangerous. That's why she waited patiently for an eastbound driver to stop and allow her to cross. Then she waited for a westbound driver to stop too. But according to Bonanno's attorney, Ellen Lake, her caution wasn't enough.
And she started across the street, and somebody driving carelessly behind the eastbound driver hit the eastbound driver, propelling her into Darlene Bonanno, who flew up in the air and came down on her head, causing severe brain injuries.
Today, Darlene Bonanno is unable to care for herself. Her attorneys sued the Central Contra Costa Transit Agency. A jury decided that the agency was partly responsible for Bonanno's injury and awarded her $1.6 million. Attorney Ellen Lake.
The bus stop is a, quote, dangerous condition of public property within the meaning of the California Tort Claims Act because it compelled anyone who wanted to catch the bus here to cross at an intersection that was essentially not accessible safely.
The transit agency appealed to the state Supreme Court, and earlier this month in a 5-2 decision, the state high court agreed that the transit agency was liable, in part because it had prior notice that the location of its bus stop was dangerous to its patrons. 7 years earlier, Darlene Bonanno's neighbor had been struck by a car while trying to reach that same bus stop. Later, the agency was petitioned by a group of local school children to move the bus stop, but it failed to do so. Writing for the minority, Justice Janice Rogers Brown criticized the majority for what she called its indifference to the real-world consequences of its decision. She mocked the majority's opinion, calling it, quote, painful, like watching a traffic accident in slow motion. Attorney David Lynch represented the Central Contra Costa Transit Agency.
Any person who claims they are walking toward a public transit stop can bring an action of this sort if the place where they were injured can be argued to be a dangerous one. I mean, there are thousands and thousands, if not tens of thousands, of bus stops adjacent to crosswalks on busy streets where there's been a history of some accidents or some complaints.
Attorney David Bayer, who represented more than 200 other California transit agencies, says the decision could invite more lawsuits and ultimately hurt public transit.
To look at thousands of stops is an incredibly expensive process, because if they're going to undertake essentially a safety analysis of thousands of stops, you're basically talking about millions of dollars, at least if you're going to do it in any competent way.
Bayer says the alternatives are to reduce bus service or raise fares, and the burden will fall on those who can least afford higher fares. But plaintiff attorney Ellen Lake says it's exactly those patrons who will benefit from the ruling.
And unless it can be made safe enough so that people can safely use it, you're saying to a very large percentage of our population, you simply have to risk your life if you want to go to work, if you want to use public transportation.
Since Darlene Bonanno's accident, the Central Contra Costa County Transit Agency has moved its bus stop to a nearby corner with traffic lights. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Martinez, California.